You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And the Browns will get into their regularly scheduled slot for the rest of the season, with the exception of that game in London, which is a 9:30 a.m. kick. They are your team for 1 o'clock on Sundays. Book it. Feel good about anything you need to do to schedule around it. They are your 1 o'clock Sunday team, your Cleveland Browns. Kind of special the league was able to accommodate them in that time slot, don't you think?
I love NFL games at 1 o'clock on Sunday.
I know you do. You're a big fan. I get it.
Always good. Have.
Good with that. Jeff, again, by the way, Kevin Stefanski again at 10:55. Chris Rose at 1 o'clock. And then we're also going to hear from, hopefully we're going to hear from some of the players along the way throughout today's show, too, as they speak in Berea. Normally a quarterback day, so we'll see if that plays out as well. So Jeff, as I was just kind of sitting around thinking about the Browns, and I think about some of the things that you say sometimes, because I kind of want to go, you know, a little bit, and think about the way other people see this team. And unfortunately it's the national media, that looks at our team as I actually saw an ESPN article that had them at 30th today, which really like was exciting for me because I'm used to seeing them at 31 or 32. So
it's great.
I mean, that actually felt pretty good. I was like, okay, somebody thinks they're not the worst team in the NFL, and I'm down with that. And I am optimistic right now. It's the beginning of the season, and, you know, I think if you look at this team from a generic standpoint, you can understand why the national media has no hope and no faith in what we're about to embark on here starting on Saturday. And I think that the key to my thought process is, and it's something that you say, you know, you have a 40-year-old quarterback who's leading the team and two rookies. Do you really have a quarterback? And then you start to understand the whole notion.
Wait a minute.
I know.
That's what I say, and you get mad at me.
I know.
Now you say it, and I'm supposed to sit here and go, gosh, Andy, good idea.
I know. Isn't that weird? It's weird how these shows work, isn't it? If Dan wasn't injured, I'd bring him in on this. But I just, yeah, it's I kind of understand.
Not injured, just helping
orphans. Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize that.
The best.
Where's Crypto when you need him? Is it too early to talk about the movie, or are we giving it away? It's difficult because I don't want to give in to the dark side on this, but they have a starting quarterback who's 40. They have two rookie running backs. I mean, if you really want to be, and I'm not trying to be pessimistic, I'm just kind of looking at it from a generic standpoint. They've got a middle of the road running back. And a rookie running back and two rookie running backs, no matter how you look at it, whether you want to say Sanders or Judkins. You've got an offensive line that could be good, that we're hoping is good, but we do realize that there's some miles on those tires right there. You have one wide receiver who's established, and that was last year. And that's really your offense, kids. I can be more optimistic about the defense because I feel good about the defensive front four. How could you not when Myles Garrett is there and you have one of the top rookies and you've got an experienced and a very good defensive lineman in Malik Collins and you're trying to figure out the other side with Alex Wright and Isaiah McGuire? I get that. I understand that. I have a little bit more confidence in that. The linebacking core is, we'll see how Carson is
light.
That's a great word for there. Yeah, I'll give you that. Light. And then I think you can feel
works
good.
Works for beer companies.
Yeah.
Hopefully it works for linebackers.
That doesn't make me feel better. At least we won't gain weight. And then, you know, the defensive backs, I think if we look at that and we say that's the strongest part of the team, a lot of people will tell you that. And I believe that with Denzel and Greg Newsome, so, and Grant Delpit, you know, and Rodney Heckman and Cameron Mitchell. So when you look at this team, Jeff, from 10,000 feet, I know you're going to agree with me. This is the problem. But look at this team from 10,000 feet and then ask yourself, okay, now I do understand why they have a ton to prove.
I've felt that way all along. The one thing I keep going back to, Andy, I'm so optimistic about the season because I love watching our team play football.
Right.
And this is one of those process things to me because I think there's a process going on here. There are a lot of young guys, and they're hoping to really get some things going. But I am trying to avoid thinking what my head is telling me to think. Okay?
Okay.
I'm trying to follow my heart.
Right.
My head tells me the minute that they traded the second pick to drop down to 5 and pick up a first-round pick for next year, that the team is telling us, can't wait till next year when we draft our franchise quarterback, and then we go. And it also makes me think, do you want to win 11 games? Because the worse your record, the better your pick in a really good quarterback draft, according to all prognosticators. So as soon as that trade happened, I thought, all right, are we trying to win it this year? You're trying to win? You're trying to compete? You're trying not to finish 4th in the AFC North? Or are you trying to set yourself up? And this is, I'm not even saying this is bad. This is part of it. Are you trying to set yourself up to get the best quarterback you think you can get out of next year's draft, whoever that guy is, and then you go? And Andy, that's part of the process here. And I can't even sit here and be mad about it. I get it. You just said it. You have a 40-year-old quarterback and 2 rookies who weren't even first-round picks.
Yeah. I mean,
that's problematic.
It is. I just, are they built to lose? That's the question. Because I don't want to believe that. I don't want to believe that any team is built to lose, or are they built just not to win? And is there a difference? Is that a fair question? Are they built to just kind of compete, just kind of be around? Because I don't know if that is the, it's difficult because you don't want to give into that. But when I tell you 40-year-old 2 rookies at quarterback, it kind of says you're built to see what you got for next season. I hate to be that guy because I like Joe Flacco and I do like the 2 rookies. So if you're hoping for success this year, quarterback-wise, they're really not. And then the other part of it, I was listening this morning, too, is that when you look at the rookies, I mean, they're not even top 80 picks in the draft. It's a 3rd and a 5th rounder. We've heard time and time again, you know, quarterbacks that are drafted outside of the first round, while it does happen every once in a while that you have one that has success, the odds are not in your favor.
That is correct. Now what do you do? Can you avoid sitting here and thinking, gosh, 2026? Who's the quarterback going to be? See that? And again, I understand it. I actually think it's a pretty good idea. You picked up another first-round pick next year in what's supposed to be a great quarterback draft. You need a quarterback, clearly. And you have your pick and a team that's not supposed to be very good. Who knows which pick turns out to be better, but what's easier to control? How many wins Jacksonville gets or how many wins the Cleveland Browns get?
Well, that's what you got. You're right.
And that's and
I'm not trying to be depressing about it. I'm just trying to see why other people look.
Can you lump those 2 picks together, Andy, and go get the quarterback you want? Maybe. Maybe not. Because maybe the team that has the number 1 pick, they don't want to trade.
But look at how many quarterbacks we're talking about for next season already. That have the potential to be
first rounders.
Yeah.
About 8.
Yeah.
8 guys right now are in that conversation to be first rounders, not first overall.
Which is different. And the other, yesterday I was walking into work, and I don't know if you know who Ricky Smith is. Do you guys know who Ricky Smith? He's the guy behind, It's a nonprofit. It's called Random Acts of Kindness, and it's a super guy. And you know, I just happened to walk by him, and it was one of those walking conversations.
And he punched you?
No. Great guy.
Random act of kindness.
he took down basket. That is the greatest act ever.
Ricky, thank you.
No, he set me up with the orphans I'm helping.
He looked at me and he goes, "Hey, what do you think?" And I'm like, and as I'm walking, and I was, it was a little bit later than I wanted to be coming into work. I'm like, I go, "You putting me on the spot right now?" He goes, "Yeah." I said, "I want to believe eight. I want to believe that they're going to win eight games." And he looked at me and he goes, "That's the worst place they can be. That's the worst. Eight wins is the worst place they can be. Because it doesn't get you to what you want for next year." And I was like, oh, man, Ricky was right. And then it haunted me as I walked into the building yesterday before we did our show.
Let me push back.
Okay.
Because if it's eight wins.
That's the high end for me, too. I think eight is the high end right now.
So if it's eight wins, and let's say that Gabriel or Shador shows up.
Okay.
And plays well enough to help get you to eight wins. And you're getting that production, like Zach Zinter is playing and looks good. And DeJuan Jones looks like somebody you could build around at left tackle. And the defense is coming together. And Carson Schlesinger looks good. And Alex Wright is stepping. Like eight wins you can look at. And the arrow is pointing up. And you're like, oh, man, we're in good shape. This is okay. This is looking a decent direction. Like, that's the doom and gloom that we all have right now is the fact that we could all swallow and deal with 3 to 4 wins if the arrow's pointing up.
True.
The question that people have is the arrow pointing up? Or is the arrow kind of straight across?
Okay, where is it? Where is the arrow?
Until I see everybody on the field, the arrow seems like a straight line this year. And I think that's what's doing everybody in.
The only reason it's a straight line is because of the defense. At least that's the way I see it. Because I just don't. The offense has a lot to overcome. But I do think that if the offensive line stays healthy, then I think the offense can hold its own, but just enough to put the pressure on to keep it even. I don't know. Up is where? Where is up on this thing? So I'm asking you right now. You tell me. If you could look at this team, try to take your bronze glasses off for a second. Where are they realistically? And if they hit that 8-win mark, is that the worst thing that could happen to this team? 8 or 9 wins? That'd be the worst thing that could happen. Is it? I want to believe that's not true. We kind of asked this question going, or actually we did ask this question going into the break, that if you look at the Browns, you know what happens when you start writing.
It's so fun, man.
Well, when you start writing, like, and you use, like, sometimes when I write, I use.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, I can't remember the name of the. I use just a thing to check over my grammar.
ChatGPT.
No, I don't use ChatGPT. I use Grammarly.
So, Grammarly is helpful. No, I was just being a jerk.
Oh, no. So I use Grammarly because I just don't like. I've always had kind of a problem with punctuation and there. Those are the ones that always crush me. Oh, were you being a little sarcastic?
No, I didn't know that.
What, with punctuation?
Yeah.
I just like sometimes it's like, do you use a dash here? Do you use a colon? Do you use a semicolon? Do you use so, there is the other one that always gets me.
Do you use anything that makes you feel good?
Yeah, I guess so. And so, you know, I use it just to correct myself. It's like having your own Dr. Red Pen without having to turn something in without having a red pen coming back at you.
Yeah.
And I forgot the entire point of the story that I was just about to tell you, but just looking at corrections and trying to figure out, you know, what you're writing and what you're actually seeing and what are we actually seeing with the Browns, I think is the point that I'm trying to get to. That if you're starting the season with a 40-year-old quarterback and two rookies, what are you really saying here? What are we really doing? And the two rookies aren't first-round draft picks. I think that's important. Because you've heard me for the last...
What'd you do with Andy Baskin?
For the last 6 weeks, or even 8 weeks or whatever, I don't want to look at this team that way. I don't want to put a label on any of the quarterbacks. And yet, reality tells you sometimes when you walk by that, you know, what did they actually build here as far as the guys that are going to generate the offense on this team? And it goes beyond the quarterback situation. So, let's be honest. I mean, you have one true wide receiver and one guy, I should say one proven wide receiver. Is that a fair way to put it? Is that better?
Yeah, that's probably better.
They have proven receiver.
Is it fair, Andy, that thought, and I'm sure I'm not alone, ever since they made the trade and traded down and picked up next year's number one, I've been trying to stay focused on this season, even though everything I know about sports screams the focus is on 2026. And I'm hoping that they win 12 games and make the playoffs, but I'm wondering if that's actually in the best interest of the organization.
Don't you want to believe that they picked up two guys that would have gone in the top five in the draft? It, you know, for all the talk that was out there about Shador being a top three pick, and then Mason Graham, this could go down. Look, if for some reason they finally get Shador out on the field and he has unbelievable success beyond what we believe, this will have been one of the best drafts ever.
Can't you substitute Dylan Gabriel's name for Shador's there?
Yes and no. I think it's the impact is even greater because Shador ended up going in the fifth round. This is where you look at it from that perspective. Where you're like, wow, what a steal. This guy was supposed to be in the first round, then they ended up getting him in the fifth round.
He wasn't supposed to be in the first round. If he was, he would have been taken in the first round.
So why were there so many mock drafts? Why were there so many experts saying that he could be a top five pick?
The same reason that people are screaming right now he should be the starting quarterback, because everybody's buying the hype. Maybe at some point, Andy, he could be a wonderful quarterback in this league. I sure hope so. But let's be realistic. I mean, and the same with Dylan Gabriel. Let's be realistic there. There's a reason that nobody jumped on him in the first or second rounds, and there's a reason that nobody jumped on Shador in the earlier rounds, because they don't believe they're ready to go, either one of them. Doesn't mean that they can't become really good. They can. But I think that, whole narrative that this guy was a first-round pick needs to be buried, because he wasn't.
Okay, so should the draft, and I'm asking you this based on what you just said, should your draft status dictate how fast you should get in? No. I'm not saying it's not just for this year. It's for every year. So if you're a first-round draft pick, you should be expected to be in the league start of your very first game of the season, maybe midway through the season, end of the first season. Like, as we say, if you're a first-round draft pick, are you first year? If you're a second-round draft pick, are you first year, second year, third? Like, should where you're drafted dictate how long it should take you to get into
Absolutely
the league?
Absolutely not. When you're ready to play, you're ready to play. End of story. And right now, I wish we could bury the draft status of Gabriel and Sanders. Doesn't matter, because right now they're Cleveland Browns quarterbacks.
I'll buy that.
And whichever one is ready to go when the time comes. If the time comes.
And I've been saying that since they drafted both of them. So I think we're on the same page with that. I ran into a buddy the other day and he asked me how many wins. And I was like, eight? Optimistically? But is that the worst place to be? 8 wins. Let's take some phone calls on this. Nate is in West Salem. Hey, Nate, how are you?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
I will never understand why our quarterback room right now is not Kenny Pickett, Jackson Dart, and Tyler Huntley. Veteran, promising new guy, highly touted, and capable third stringer used for emergencies. Instead, we're dealing with, and I love Joe, but he's 40, and then we've got a guy that everybody says if he was 6 inches taller, he would have been in the first round. Well, he's not 6 inches taller. And then we've got a guy that dropped from the first to the fifth. And I understand next year's a quarterback class, but it didn't mean we had to punt and draft a third and fifth round quarterback and sit here and that's the conversation forever. Jackson Dart was there. We could have gotten him. We had the trade capital to get him. We could have still, I don't understand why our quarterback room looks like it does today. And I put that all on Andrew Berry. I think he's done a poor job.
Nate, I would trade the three quarterbacks that you mentioned for the three that we have right now. I would prefer your group.
Absolutely.
But I keep looking toward next year and thinking that has to be what they have in mind here. Has to be.
Well, yeah,
hang on 1 second. Is that not a formula for failure?
Not necessarily.
Yes, it is.
I mean it doesn't scream to me that you're trying to go out and win 12 games, but I honestly like Nate's three quarterbacks better. I like Pickett better than Flacco cuz I just wanted to see it. I like Jackson Dart a lot, and Huntley can play. You know, he's not phenomenal, but he can play. And I think they have their fingers crossed on all three of these guys.
Nate, thank you. Appreciate it. 216-474-0092. Just we're in that world right now that if Kevin Stefanski steps to the podium, we are going to take him live. So if we have to cut you off, we might have to cut you off here. Let's go to Silver Spring, Maryland. Serge. What's up, Serge?
Good morning, gentlemen. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking the call.
Well, thank you for calling from Maryland.
Yeah, I'm an Akron transplant, been living here in the D.C. area for more than 10 years now, but love my brownies.
All righty.
Well, I just, to answer your question, Andy, I think they're a team that's in a flat line. They're going to play better than three games from last year. It's all about basically reestablishing the basics of what Stefanski wants to do. You know where they are defensively, getting back to basics offensively. And Joe Flacco, to me, fits perfectly as basically a person who could basically steady the ship until they figure out what they want to do next year. It is about next year, no question about that. But the one thing that bothers me is people are just presuming failure. I think they should look at it as more of a transition. The owner trusts the coach and he trusts the GM, though they have work to do. They all have work to do. So let's just calm the nerves and see just how the season plays out. I'm not going to put a number on it, win or loss-wise. They'll just play better than they did last year, that's for sure.
Gotcha. Okay, leave yourself plenty of time on the Beltway today if you go over there. Thank you, Serge. Appreciate you.
Thanks, Serge.
Let's go down to Florida, man. We are all over the place today. Hi, Brian. How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Good. Hi, Brian. What's cooking?
My perspective on this is a little different. As a fan, I'm tired of punting till next year. I completely disagree with we need to have Tom Brady or a franchise quarterback in order to compete. If you look at just in the teams in our division, Pittsburgh hasn't lost less than five games since the 1950s. There were decades when they had Mark Malone, Bubby Brister, Tommy Maddox, and they always fielded a team to win that year. If you look at Baltimore, Flacco was the first quarterback they ever had. They never lost less than four games with guys like Kyle Bowler, a washed-up Vinny Testaverde, and guys that you may never even have heard of off the bench that they had playing there. Trent Dilfer was terrible, and he just ran that team as a management guy. I just want to win. I'm tired of, let's play DTR to see what he's got, and we lose. Or let's play this guy and see what he's got, and then we lose, and we lose, and we lose. And then by the time we draft a quarterback, that coach is gone. We're just in this vicious cycle. I just want to put the guys out there and try to win every week. I think culturally we need that. Imagine what it does to you as a veteran on this team when you know this team is going in this never-ending perpetual cycle of finding a quarterback. It makes you never care about the present. So I think we need to change the culture by focusing on the present. Play Flacco. I wouldn't even – until he gets injured or we're 0-10, I would leave him on the field. As a fan, I want to win. And I think for the first time in a long time, the ticket sales for Cleveland, I'm sure you've heard the rumbling, is starting to finally reflect the fans are tired of it. We're tired of punting to some future that never comes. That's my perspective.
Yeah, but Brian – when they made that trade and dropped out of five and picked up the extra one, didn't it put your mind looking toward next year?
Well, I was very disappointed with Barry. I thought they were tired of the Johnny Manziels and the fiasco at quarterback and the Watsons and all of the polarization. My thought going into this draft was they went out and got Pickett and Flacco. If I was Barry, I would have rolled with those two guys, tried to fill roster holes that are clearly there across the roster. We're going to lose half our offensive line next year. And then you made the trade. That's fine. Go for the quarterback next year. But when they created this four-way circus, I was like, I'm done with these guys. They don't know what they're doing. They're just trying to throw a bunch of stuff at a wall and see what sticks.
Hmm. Brian, will you watch on Sunday?
Of course, because I love them. And not only do I love them, they're going to win 23-13.
Now we're talking.
I just want to make sure. I just think it's hysterical because we all say, oh, I'm done. I'm never watching again.
Oh, I'm not done.
We all do.
I'm not done. It's just, it's almost like watching somebody make a stumble and a mistake, and you feel like you've seen it enough times. Stop doing it, please. It's more like that.
Yeah, those are called kids, right?
Exactly.
Thank you, Brian. Appreciate it. Brian checking in from Florida.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.